soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on May 2nd, 2022. I'm going to relay what I've been pondering for several days in my heart before the Lord. And I will state it in several different ways because it's so shocking and serious, it's hard for people to fathom. And, you know, most importantly, as Jesus thanked the Father for the fact that he hides or conceals revelation to the wise and prudent of this world, and reveals the truth to the babes. So God is hiding these things from most people, though they can see certain elements of it. I liken it to the days of Noah, as Noah was in the ark with his family, as the rainwater started to flood. Can you imagine or realize that those on the outside would see the rain and even talk about it? They might have said, oh, it's raining. It's raining a lot. Oh, it's flooding. People are drowning, they might have rightly said. But did they get that God was bringing about an unprecedented event of judgment in the earth with them as the target for their evil? Here we go. When have you ever observed on a worldwide basis an engineered food crisis? A crisis that includes shipping limitations, outages, food processing plants damaged or destroyed, including drought, devastating future crops. When have you ever seen such a rise in the cost of inflation on a worldwide basis? When has the world ever encountered a coordinated death, destruction, and the alteration of their biological life and mental spiritual state done so by, well, I'm going to supply an alternate way of wording this to avoid being censored, as in placing foreign matter and technology inside within them? There's a profound hidden power in the world so vast and powerful that it controls nations, states, cities, towns, and all businesses for the most part. The laws and unlawful laws, procedures, protocols, and manners of life known for centuries have come to a stop for the new normal, as they say. With significance, a power that originally named the focus five-letter word starting with a V, the corona, meaning crown, and administered a so-called remedy that could realize is nothing more than a poisonous arrow known in historic war method as toxin. Check it out. Both corona the crown and bow are cited in Revelation chapter 6. One of the riders on the four horses of the vision, the rider on the white horse, goes forth through the world conquering in determination to conquer the world, making subjects. That is, those who do not die as they eliminate potential resistors by lethal potions and processes that they've successfully administered throughout the world. And that to add that to the coming famine, violence, effects of war and the like, and you have the scripture coming alive in living colors and reality, ladies and gentlemen. White, red, black, and pale green. Read all about it in Revelation chapter 6. And yet to come in greater measure is the removal of peace from the earth, with mayhem and murder running rampant. Also, 1/4 of the earth's population will perish by bloodshed, famine, pestilence, and somehow wild animals will cause death. Then comes the grand scale of martyrdom before God unleashes his wrath without limitation. Now I will say all this in another way, and this is what my notes stated yesterday here. Over the last 2 years, the headlines have had specifics that many noticed but did not realize the significance and ramifications. Do you remember Corona? Corona was the name of the mysterious ailment that spread worldwide and brought unprecedented coordinated controls that were lawless, oppressive, and full of contradiction to basic truth and even what they call science. Corona means crown. This name is a title for a deity in the Talmudic religion of Judaism called Keter. It is one of the chief gods of the Sephirot tree known as Ein Sof. Most people do not know this is how pagan Judaism really is. While the scriptures themselves outline the idolatry of Israel and Judah, stating that they had more gods than cities and altars to them than streets, as recorded in Jeremiah, a true prophet of God. As the events of the world transpire now, they have planned this for a long time, and they are certain ones who desire to rule the world with their new world order under the Satan, the dragon. They will succeed with bringing about a world government that the Word of God calls the Beast. Now let me allude to something vital to know. First, there is a force that goes through the world, conquering, and in order to conquer the world, and that force has been described to have a crown and a bow. That's translated from the word toxon. Toxon is a Greek word that includes the meaning of using poisonous arrow as a weapon. There's more to the story as another force comes removing peace from the earth as bloodshed among men takes place. A sudden change in the world economic system is described, occurs with an apparent standardization of the cost of wheat and barley, so expensive that it will be a man's total wage earnings for a day, in some cases, with the instruction given that oil and the wine are not to be destroyed. Now, isn't that interesting? Hurt not the wine, which has something to do with a criminal activity or something unjust, improper, not right. As we look around through the world today, with the food destruction on a coordinated effort all over the world. We live in a day where approximately 22 food processing plants have been damaged or destroyed over the last year. Then another force will have power to kill one-fourth the earth with weapons, famine, plague, and wild animals. This is all recorded in Revelation chapter 6. To recap, the world encounters a controlling power that comes with the crown and poisonous arrow. Then peace is taken from the earth with an increase of violence. A new economic system emerges with destructive aspects inferred on the world's food supply. Lastly, a great amount of the world population dies, one-fourth, as violence of war, famine, plague, and death from wild animals takes place. Look around. I end this here. Place your priorities where they belong. Think in eternity. What is really important? Share the truth of the gospel of Jesus, for only that seed can yield fruit for God, for people's salvation. Be about the Father's business, and don't weep over the demise of the world or Babylon. They're getting their due. Praise the Lord. Lift up your head and rejoice, for your salvation is drawing near. But God will perfect the faith of his faithful ones. He will be everything for them and everything to them as they delight to see his righteousness executed in the earth. The wicked plotted against the just. We were told so, Psalm 37, and so they have. But God has the last laugh. Laugh with him and rejoice. That is, if you're on the right side, in the right place with Jesus Christ. This is Trevor Davis. SoundingTheAlarm.com